This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Old properties and empty lots in cities and towns around the United States are finding new life as urban farms. EcoCity Farms in Edmundston, Maryland, is located near shopping centers, car repair shops, and homes. The neighborhood is a working-class community. People do not have very much money, and they have limited access to fresh food in markets. Over the past 2 years, the farm has attracted volunteers from the community, like Marcy Clark. She schools her 4 children at home. On a recent day, she brought them to EcoCity Farms for a lesson. Her children harvested rows of spinach, mustard greens, lettuce, Swiss chard, and carrots. What did Hannah, Caleb, John, and Alston think of the experience?
You know, it's good for the earth and it's good for us.
It may not be like fun, but like it's fun because you're like learning and you're like doing something, not like just writing something out on a piece of paper.
Basically, instead of feeling down when I have to eat vegetables, I feel happy.
I like coming out here, you know, you connect with, you know, the earth. You know, where your food comes from, you appreciate food a little bit more.
Margaret Morgan Hubbard started EcoCity Farms. She thinks of it as a place where people can learn to live healthier lives.
Our view is that what happens in a community influences the culture of that community. So our idea was growing food in a community and showing that you can have farms, even in urban areas, redefines what's possible in that area, in that community, and brings people together.
Every piece of what we do here is a demonstration to show people everything about how to have a sustainable community, she says. That means not only farming food and raising chickens and bees, but improving the soil with compost made from food waste. 16 wooden bins are filled with worms. Their job is to eat the food waste and help make it into compost. Benny Erez is a technical advisor at EcoCity Farms.
When people come and look at this, obviously we show them a technique how to take food waste and bring the food back from being food to composted and then use it on the farm, back to growing vegetables and back to people. And it's basically closing the loop.
EcoCity Farms is an off-the-grid experimental operation. The farm gets its power not from the local electricity grid, but from the sun, with solar panels. In winter, the greenhouses are heated using a geothermal system. Buried tubes pump air at underground temperature, 13 degrees Celsius, into the structures. Vegetables can be grown all year. So once a week, all winter long, neighbors like Chris Moss and her 3 children bicycle to the farm to pick up a share of the harvest. What does 5-year-old Owen Moss think of it?
I like eating the vegetables.
And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. You can find 2 videos about EcoCity Farms, including one about the composting worms, at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Jim Tedder.